Welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us with our Coors Sports Topic Show. We now feature Notre Dame football with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most tested, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Go to STNSports.com. That's STNSports.com. For more information, Frank Pomerico, I know it's snowing back there. I know you like it when it's real cold, especially when Notre Dame's going to have a home game. But, Frank, the team coming down to play is used to the cold weather, too.
Coach, you're exactly right. James and I were talking about that today. You know, Indiana is about 4 hours south of South Bend. They don't get as much snow as we get up here because we get a lot of lake effect snow. But down there, they get good winds from the west, and sometimes it blows the snow over. So they're used to cold weather. A lot of the kids that are recruited to Indiana come from northern Indiana, Chicago area, places like Ohio, around Cleveland. So they're going to be ready for the weather. The thing is, Coach, it could be a very, very cold game. 7:30 on Friday night, the 20th. It is going to be somewhere in the 40s to 30s to 40s. Could be snow, and those kind of things. You almost wish in some ways that it could be at a place like Indianapolis that has the Lucas Dome, where now you're playing football against football as opposed to weather against football, and you might get a purer competition there. But that's the way the hand is right now. It could be another Ice Bowl from 1967, and Coach, I know you remember that one with the Packers and the Cowboys. But James and I were also talking about this first round, Coach, and how exciting it's going to be. And by the way, last week's games were absolutely off the charts exciting. The Clemson game was tremendous. I thought the Big Ten championship game was a good game. They were all exciting and fun to watch. But now coming up next week, Coach, we have Clemson against Texas, and I think Texas is really strong defensively. So I think I'm going to give the nod to Texas there. Tennessee against Ohio State. I got to say that Ohio State may lean the favorite in that game. I'm taking Ohio State there. SMU against Penn State. I think Penn State is a very good team, and they showed that in that championship game. I'm taking Penn State there. And Indiana and Notre Dame. Let's talk about this game a little bit, because James is bringing a few things out to me today that I didn't realize. Coach, they're the number one rushing defense in the country. And think about that. They played against some great teams like Ohio State. I think Ohio State only had 316 total yards on them. The score was 38-15, a little misleading. 14 of those points came off of punts. And when I say came, one was a snap that the punter dropped, and it led to a touchdown. And the other one was a punt return. So we're talking about 14 points there in that 38-15 game. In the third quarter, it's 14-7, Ohio State. And I tell you, anything could have happened. They have a really good defense, total defense. They are one of the tops in the country. Coach, they're only giving up 244 yards total offense there. So I got to say, in scoring, they're only giving up 14 points a game. So I got to say that they got a pretty good defense. And Notre Dame really has to be ready for this, because they have not played great defenses. The first game against A&M is a pretty good defense, but this one has been playing all Big Ten schools, and I got to believe if Notre Dame's not ready for this, they could get stymied. But we'll see what happens.
You know, Frank, I want to ask you, you're going to have a couple of weeks off to probably heal up. How about the injury factor? Is this going to be a big opportunity for Notre Dame to get well?
Oh, yes, Coach. I think a couple of their linebackers are coming back. KVA is not coming back this game, but across the All-American defensive tackle is coming back, and I think they'll have added pass rush with him in there. So I think they're looking pretty good defensively as far as their health is concerned. Offensively, they've been, Love is going to play. He hurt his or strained his leg in the Southern Cal game when he had a great game there, too. I mean, he was bolted out of a cannon a few times. Coach, this guy can really run. I mean, he's not just your average runner. I mean, he's seeing moves two or three steps ahead. Same thing with Price. These two guys, if they get going, they can really hurt a defense. Now, this defense against Notre Dame, Indiana, is going to be a tough one, especially against the run. Now, next week we could talk a little bit more specifics about the guys that they have. But they have good performers on offense, very solid defense, Coach. I mean, their defensive backfield is strong. Linebackers are really tough. And their front four is stubborn. They don't like to give up any yardage. James is just alerting me. You better watch out for Indiana's defense because they can really stop ball players. They did a great job against Ohio State, and they did a great job against Michigan, too. And those are two powerhouses in the Big Ten that they did well against. They stopped Washington real well from out west, and they stopped UCLA really well. The only game they flubbed with was the Ohio State game. And that game was a series of errors that they had on the special teams. And that caused the game to really kind of get out of control for them. But I'm telling you, in the third quarter, the score is 14-7. So it's a close game up until that time. Couple of mishaps on the special teams, and then they had a huge problem. But they're a consistent team. Offensively, they can move the ball. They've passed for over 3,000 yards, 31 touchdowns. Rushing, they've had over 2,000 yards rushing with 37 touchdowns. And receiving, of course, they have about the same amount of touchdowns as they had passing. But, Coach, they've had 226 receptions. So they can catch the ball. Kicking-wise, their special teams are really good kicking. They're 69 out of 69 with extra points, which is not that big of a factor. But they're 9 of 10 on field goals, which really can be a factor when you come into the playoff situation. A field goal here and there can really make a difference in the game. As we found out in that Clemson game last week, that long field goal really bailed them out at the end. I mean, that was one heck of a game, I'll tell you.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame Football Report weekly here, brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app. Frank, it's got to be a factor, the home field advantage that Notre Dame will have. I understand it's the last day of school until the holiday season when they return. That's going to be crazy as far as getting a ticket, first of all. And then the atmosphere in the stadium has got to be second to none.
Well, Coach, I tell you, the tickets are sold out. I've been trying to get tickets, and I did get a couple, but people have been trying to get tickets. Now, they suggest you go online and get them, and they're scalping up to, you know, $1,500, $2,000 to get into the stadium. Now, Coach, I have a beautiful Samsung TV here, and it's going to be nice and warm in here as opposed to being out in sub-30-degree weather. My refrigerator's real close. My bathroom's real close. I don't have to go down any rows to get there. So for me, I think I'm going to be watching it at home, but I'll be on campus during the day, feeling the atmosphere. I'll be signing books at the bookstore, and we'll have a great time there before the kickoff. But then it's back home base here. But the atmosphere is absolutely electric. This is the championship, not just of the first round of the playoffs. This is the championship of Indiana, Coach. And this is, Indiana fans are going wild here simply because they've never been this close to a situation where they can dominate over, or if they win, their fans are dominating over Notre Dame fans as far as football is concerned. They've always been able to do that basketball-wise, but now they'll have a chance to do it football-wise. So the IU fans are very feverish, especially for this game. It's an exciting feeling.
Frank, I've got to ask you this question. Purdue is in the state of Indiana, and the UNLV head football coach, Barry Odom, has just accepted the head coaching position at Purdue. What have you heard back there?
Well, we haven't heard much yet, but I tell you, Purdue is a sleeping giant, Coach. It's a fabulous campus. It's close to Chicago. It's close to Indianapolis. Two great pools of high school football. And really, it's not that far to get to places like Cleveland and Cincinnati. Also the Detroit area, where you have loads of good high school players. So you figure about a 400 or 500 mile radius, and they're going to be able to really recruit some great kids. For years, they used Chicago. When Alex Agassi was there and Mellencoff was there, Chicago was their mainstay to get recruits from. And, Coach, I remember their defenses. Oh, my goodness. They had tremendous defenses, and most of those kids were from Chicago, and they were good, tough players. Purdue is an excellent school. It's a Big Ten school, has a great campus. One of the things that is kind of interesting, a little story on the side here, is that the coaches, the head coaches of other schools, and in particular Bo Schembechler, didn't like to stay at the student union because that was where they would teach restaurant and hotel management. And what would happen is they'd have the co-eds would serve the players. And Bo was saying, get those gals out of here. They're too good looking. They're taking our guys' minds off of football and putting them other places. So that is kind of a place that it was really professionally run. We stayed there 1 year, and it was a beautiful place. The meals were fantastic. So Purdue is a good place, and I think he'll do real well there.
Well, Frank, again, I always want to thank you and wish you a happy holiday. And, of course, with James as our assistant, giving us all the valuable information he does. I don't know how he finds it, but he gets it. He digs it up. I want to thank him and wish him and his family a happy holiday season. Next week, we'll get into what Notre Dame must do to beat Indiana and your thoughts on Indiana and what they must do or might have to do to beat Notre Dame. And maybe you'll have more of an update on the injury situation and everything back there. And then we'll ask you about the playoffs, the bracket,
okay,
before it all happens this the 20th and 21st of December. So, Frank, again, thank you. Thanks, James, for everything. Stay inside. You told me you had the dogs all wrapped up today. Keep them wrapped up and put another log in the fire.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Bo and Patty said to say hi to you. They're sitting right next to me here on the couch. But we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. He joins us with our Notre Dame Football Report every week, brought to us by Station Casinos, SDN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations throughout the state. And remember, let me tell you again, visit it, stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up, everyone. I'm Harvey Hyde. This is your Coors Sports Topic Show. And when we come back, let's talk basketball with head basketball coach from UNLV, the Rebel Lady Rebels head coach, Lindy LaRock. Buckle up. Happy holidays. We'll be right back.